Hello, everyone. Welcome again to Heart to Heart. The Lord our God is mightily moving by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit has much to say to us. The Father sent the Holy Spirit. Jesus sent the Holy Spirit to teach us, to train us into the ways of God. See, by the Spirit of God, God can talk to billions and billions and billions of people simultaneously. I don't know how he does it, but God is God. He knows what he's doing. Now, when you receive what he has to say, he's ready to respond. When you have, God knows, he evaluates everything before he does it. This is one thing you're going to have to know about him. In other words, if you really want to hear God, be faithful with what's revealed. Be faithful with the Word of God first. The Lord didn't start dialoguing with me that happened over time. He gave me an assignment to study his Word. He gave me a regimen of 15 chapters per day, and I would study his Word every day. After about 3 months, I was in worship, and I asked the Lord a question, and I had the strength and stamina not to fall out. Usually when I'm in his presence like that, I just collapse, but this time I could stand up, and I had the stamina to ask questions and receive answers. Now, he deals with everybody according to his wisdom and their makeup. Some people he can just talk to, some people it's different. So he knows how to get a message to you. All you have to do is ask him, and he'll give you the answers you need. Commune with him. You have to learn to commune with him. And you do that by receiving his Word and loving his Word. When you study his Word with the intent to live by it and love others and do it, then the door is open for him to train you. You're teachable at that point. You can't make people be a student. Even God can't do it. You have to desire to learn. You have to desire to hear what he has to say, to hear him out. Some people hear God, but they don't hear him out. You have to learn to hear him out. And you have to ask questions. This is what Gideon was doing. In Gideon's relationship, he did things to make sure he was on track and on point with what God wanted. He put out a fleece. He asked questions. And you can't go forward with questions. You have to get them resolved. He asked the angel, why don't the Lord move like he used to? He didn't know that idolatry was the interrupter. So that means you have to get rid of forms of idolatry. What's your focus more than God? Get rid of it. Don't let things hold you back. Break through the darkness of every sort. Yesterday's broadcast, the Lord titled it True Love. Now, he wants us to know him and go forward. And communication is necessary. I thought he would title it something about communication. But the focus is true love. If you love God, then communicate with him. And through communication, you'll be effective. So he titled it True Love. Your love for God will make the difference. When you love God, whatever you have to break through, if your focus is on him, and it's easy to break through the darkness. Remember, if you don't want to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil like Adam did, you have to eat off the tree of life. Eat enough fruit from the tree of life so you'll have the stamina to withstand the temptation and every desire to eat off the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. Receive life so you can reject darkness. Now, I talk about Adam eating off that tree of the knowledge of good and evil a lot. I'm not trying to put Adam down, but because that's not the only thing Adam did. Adam also gave us life. he didn't commit suicide. If he committed suicide, we would have been in serious trouble, because he had the promise that God would send the seed of woman. So he, death came through one man, but also he didn't commit suicide. We became his people. And I honor Adam. Adam made the same mistake we do. When we don't, when we fail to receive God's word to, so that we can withstand the wiles of the devil. And it's an easy thing to do if you don't fill your heart with God's word. So if you don't want to get in gross sin or any form of sin or even slight sin, just receive the word of God. The word of God is the knowledge of love. And by loving God, you will fulfill the law and not sin. You're not going to want to sin. You're going to want to do something positive instead of negative, something good instead of bad, something holy instead of something unclean. It's in the word of God. So when this is in place, when you're endeavoring to live and you're endeavoring to reject darkness, now the Holy Spirit can talk to you and you'll listen. In an emergency, he will talk to you. He will give you conviction so you can fear God and stop sinning. All those things happen, but it's not going to last if you don't follow God. If you're not sincere, you got to be sincere. With God, you got to be sincere. You got to follow him. You got to do his word. If you do his word, it's going to work. Now, as you go forward doing the things of God, you're going to find some things to be true. You're going to find out you are victorious. You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. You can do things you didn't think you could do. Now, as you go forward in life, doing the wisdom of God, keep in mind that God loves you. And what he has a plan for you that's going to definitely work. It's going to be beautiful and you're going to love it. Now, in communication, your prayer can be more communication than just a once, than just you asking God for something or asking God to do something. You wait and listen to see what he has to say, because God has things to say as well. Now, and when that's in place, greater things happen. God is on the move. He loves you. He cares about you. He's after you to bless you. Now, because he is after you to bless you, receive what he has to say. And in so doing, you're going to learn some things. You're going to learn things you didn't know. And I keep saying that because it's important. The revelation that you're going to gain is going to make the difference. And you're going to be on board with the Lord. In other words, the pressure is not on you to come up with a plan, but the blessing is on you to receive the plan. If you receive the plan, you will do great things for God and you'll have joy. You'll learn patience. The things of God, they work, but there's a duration. Don't lose the plan over the duration. The duration is a blessing all by itself. You're using a systematic way of life to make change. People are watching your life. People that won't read the word, they can read life. Everybody can read life. Even wicked people can read life. When they see it, it's going to do some things. Some people will get jealous and angry. Some people will gain the ability to have hope. Some people, when they see life, they're going to be attracted to it, because these are the kind of people, they're doing evil, trying to find something, a better way to live. And when they see it, they appreciate it and they want it for themselves. Some people are so full of pride, they'll go get drunk so they don't think about it. But nevertheless, the wicked will do wicked and the wicked won't understand. But people can be turned from darkness if they see the life of God performed. Now, the Lord is not calling us to be actors. He's calling us to be sincere children of God. And our actions from the heart will win souls. If we just act right in public, that's not the same. That won't last. You can't act. You can't fake faith. Either you're in faith or you're not. If you're living by faith, that sincere love of God shines through the darkness, just like light does in natural darkness. When people are doing evil, you're doing what's right. Your communication is fixed on the ways of God, on the life of God. And you provide hope. You're displaying the hope of God, the life of God, the love of God, the counsel of God, even the fear of God. As you go about your daily routine, and you're communicating with the Lord, and He's giving you a plan that's beyond your way of thinking. Remember, the darkness couldn't comprehend the light, but light exposes darkness. And it's just like that now in the world. You're breaking through in your life, and they're trapped. And they say, why am I trapped? Why can't I do what he's doing? Why can't I do what she does? Why can't my life be better? And for a while, they'll blame other people for what's not right. But that's really not the case, because you have the same kind of problems that they have, but your method of attack is different. So they look a little deeper. And then you're talking about Jesus. And some people are wise, and they'll consider that, hey, you're on to something. And they want to know more about Jesus, the one who can change everything if they'll just pay attention and listen to him. See, when people get, it's like my pastor said years and years ago, when a person gets saved through Jesus Christ, they have the best education. Their education is better than every education. A man can become a rocket scientist. That takes a lot of knowledge and math, calculations. And it's got to be accurate for the whole thing to work right, or you'll be lost in space forever. So you have to follow God in order to do his perfect will. You have to seek him out and follow him in order to hit the mark and not be lost in space, so to speak. Jesus Christ is the way, the truth, and the life. When you begin a relationship with God through Jesus Christ, nothing's impossible to you anymore. Because what? You can do all things through Christ who strengthens you. And it's going to take communication and cooperation to do it. You're going to have to hear God out and endure the duration of time it takes to do a plan of God. Now, God can do some things one time and it changes so many things. That's very rare. He could do a miracle through you that would change great things. But learning to live, there's no substitution for learning to live and preparing yourself to be such a vessel. Now, sometimes this is out of season, an example of what's out of season. Here you are, you love God, you're devoted, You're a Christian. You're saved. You love God. You want to love His people. You're a vessel willing to do whatever He wants to do. God has a need. You don't have the education at all to perform the need that he has. But by the Holy Spirit, He will cause you to say what's necessary at that moment. That's beyond your intelligence, beyond your understanding, beyond your mindset. And it's not even in your heart yet. But the word that you've taken to put in your heart, He can cause you to say what's necessary. That you couldn't put this together if you tried to. If somebody paid you millions to do the same deed, you couldn't do it. But by the Holy Spirit, He'll cause you to say what's right at the right time, at the right moment. And He can cause you to minister a need for somebody. And it's out of season. You didn't prepare and receive education to do this. He did it through you. And this will happen sometimes. And it will surprise you good. It will surprise you. This is of the Holy Spirit. So, He can cause you to minister out of season. But most of the time, you're going to minister in season. And sometimes out of season. You can't. It's rare that He would use you all the time out of season. Most of the time, He's going to train you and prepare you for what He needs you to do. Now, if He used you out of season and things come out of your heart and mouth that you didn't think, that you didn't know was there, and it's a blessing, when this happens, go back and learn how it works. That's what I do. When the Lord calls me to say something, I go back and study. I ask questions. I say, Lord, show me more about this. And how does it work? And He does. This happens sometimes, and He calls me to say things that one time I was talking to a friend, and I don't remember if the Lord told me this before or after, whether it was in season or out of season. I said, but He was the first person after I received the revelation, or either as I received this revelation, that if you want to make great changes, you have to make adjustments in what you do every day. And I'm like, whoa. You can make great changes in what you do every day. If you want to do something great and make great changes, you just have to make a few adjustments in your daily routine. And it works. A few adjustments in your daily routine. So with God, the duration is a good thing. You're going to learn some things in the duration. And thank God that when He needs something now, He can cause you to do it. Just don't get in pride. Stay in faith. Stay in love. Pay attention and hear Him out. But we serve a great and mighty God, and we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. That's why I like for God's people to be activated in love and have resilience against darkness. Now, I'm out of time, but the Lord is not. We can do all things through Him. He will continue to move mightily in and throughout your life. The next time, remember, I love you. God truly loves you, and Jesus Christ is our Lord.